What's going on, people? This is Arthur Anthony, the co-creator of the Life Cope podcast and the Life Cope app, which is coming soon, hopefully in October. Man, this thing has been a work in progress, but we're working at it. So here at Life Cope, we don't have all the answers, but we can give you options to most of your struggles in life, or a lot of your struggles in life. And remember, I'm not a licensed therapist. I just give advice to those that can use it or want it. You can either take the advice or, you know, just don't listen to what I'm saying at all. So today we're discussing how to avoid unwanted approaches at work. So first of all, you gotta let it be known, especially if you're married. But if you're married, let it be known right from the start that you are married. Show that bling, show that ring on your finger, you know, to everybody in the room or everybody at your work, so that they know that you are taken. Of course, this does not stop people sometimes. So just don't think that just because you are married or you have a ring on your finger, that's going to stop people from approaching you. They will, but at least you did your due diligence in the beginning to let everybody know that you are married. So there are a couple of situations where people can approach you. So you can have a coworker approach you, or you can have your boss approach you, which that's awkward. That's an area where it's like you have to make it, like you go through a mental process, because you're like, oh my God, my boss just approached me. And I mean, I don't like him or her like that, but I don't want to get fired either, because I love this job and I like this job. And so you go through that mental process, and that can affect a lot of people very negatively. So, I mean, so those two situations. And then there are situations where when people think of unwanted approaches, okay, yes, a majority is male, but there are females that approach men too. Now, like these days, females are aggressive, you know, when they know what they want and they see somebody happy and they want to be happy as well. So, of course, they want to try to, you know, get that person, not necessarily ruin their relationship, but they want to be with that person. So they're going to try to, you know, approach them. So, and just to put a couple points out there, if you're single and somebody asks you out, it's not necessarily sexual harassment. So you can't automatically just go report somebody just because they ask you out. That's human nature. People are going to ask each other out because, you know, because we're male and female, or male and male, female and female, who, whatever your preference is. The thing is, if people don't see that you're in a relationship, or, you know, they don't know that, they're going to try to ask you out. And if they do, that's not necessarily, you know, harassment or sexual harassment. It's just that there's something about you that they like, and they just want to ask you out. So I just want to put that out there so you guys understand that. So if you have that person, and of course there's cultures as well, you know, you got to think of that person's background. So there's some people out there, they grew up where they're naturally touchy-feely. So you gotta process that. Now, if they weren't like that at the beginning and they just start doing that, then you gotta be worried and, you know, probably try to get help or report that person. But if they've always been like that in the beginning, you gotta set your standard. Just let them know, hey, okay, I understand you're like this, but I do not appreciate this, and so could you please stop this behavior? And for the most part, they should, you know, or and if they don't, then, you know, you have to bring that up with HR or management just to let them know, hey, this person is like this, and so I would either like to be transferred, or I just please talk to him or her so that they respect your space. So another technique in order to avoid unwanted approaches is just, you know, whenever And of course, in the office, there's always going to be rumors and stuff like that. So there's always going to be rumors about a certain guy or woman or man or woman in the office or, you know, in your environment. And you're going to know as soon as that person approaches you, like, oh, I don't want to talk to this person. So try to, if when you do have to talk to this person, put yourself in environments where, A, there's like an obstacle that they can't get through. And by obstacle, it can be people, a desk, or something. Or B, whenever they try to approach you, just make an excuse why you can't talk to them. Especially if they're always trying to talk to you alone, which is weird anyway. But if you do not want to talk to this person, just try to create those obstacles or come up with excuses of why you can't talk to that person, especially if you guys aren't, if you don't feel comfortable in the space that you're in, if you guys are alone. So, and there aren't any real, you know, real measures to prevent anybody from approaching you, but you know, you can create conditions when you're at your work or when you first start a job to make it conducive for yourself. And it's not, like I said again, it's not against the rules for somebody to ask you out. You can politely reject people or create conditions where people don't ask you out, but the thing is, it's not illegal. Some people say sometimes you should ignore the issue. I don't believe in that. If someone is persistently pursuing you all the time and you don't want that, report that person. Yes, okay, I know you're probably afraid that you're going to lose your job when you're going to create an uncomfortable environment. But if you don't like that the approach, then you got to let it be known. And I mean, if the environment is uncomfortable anyway, do you really want to be at that job or in that place? So that's, you got to think about that. Just be cognizant of your surroundings and know where you're at. So those are a couple of options that I just listed off today to cope with those situations of somebody approaching you when you don't want them to. Like always, there's going to be situations that you can't avoid. So just do your best. And the job is not everything. No job is worth your personal, how should I say this? Your personal feeling or making you feel uncomfortable all the time. It's not worth it. You want to be at a place that you feel comfortable and you can be productive at. So anyway, that's it for me tonight, guys. So if you'd like to advertise with us, or you're a therapist or a psychologist and would like to join us on the show or be a guest, you can always email us at bam3@lifecopeapp.com. Again, it's bam3@lifecopeapp.com. Or you can message us on any of our social media outlets. This is Arthur Anthony signing off. Stay well and stay safe.